This video, I'll show you how to use the drag panel extender control that comes with the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit to allow you to implement mouse-based drag-and-drop relocatable content in your ASP.NET application. So to get started, we'll fire up Visual Web Developer, create a new website. I'll choose Visual Basic as the programming language and the Ajax Control Toolkit website template. And the first thing I'm going to do is include a CSS file so I can use some CSS classes to define the look and feel of our application. So what we need here is a panel that's going to contain all of the area that's going to be dragged and dropped on our screen. And then inside that panel, we'll have two additional panels, one for the header section and one for the body section. So to get started, we're going to look into our standard tool tab in our Visual Studio Toolbox, grab a panel control, drop that on the page. Oops. I'm actually going to rename this. So we'll call this panel container. This is going to contain the header and the body sections of our draggable, droppable content. Then within that panel container panel, we'll add two more ASP.NET panels, one for the header and one for the body. And I'm going to rename those as well. We'll call this one panel header, and we'll call this one panel body. Now in the header section, so as I mentioned, we're going to use some style sheets. So before I add content, let's get rid of the default height and width that Visual Studio provides when you drag and drop these controls. I've added the style sheet to my project. Now I need to add a reference to it in my default.asbx page. So now that I have the href, I can program against the controls that are the CSS classes that are in there. So for the container, we'll add a CSS class, drag container. For the header, we'll add a CSS class, drag header. And for the body, we'll add a CSS class, drag body. Now, in the content section, remember these are just ASP.NET panels, so really any content that you want works here. I'll just add a few lines of meaningless text. And then in our header section, nothing particularly meaningful. All right, so here's our layout. Now, we need to implement the drag panel extender. So I'll go down to my Ajax Control Toolkit tab in my toolbox and find the drag panel extender control, add an instance to my page. The message just says there's already a Ajax Control Toolkit DLL in my bin directory. And here I can specify the target control ID, which is going to be the entire container, right? So the target control is going to be the panel container. But we don't want everything in the container to be draggable. We just want to have a handle control inside that container. So we'll specify that the drag handle ID is panel header. Now there's one more thing that we need to do in order to make this work. And that is, I need to add a little bit of JavaScript that will handle some of the positioning math. So I have a snippet here This is not something that's installed by the AJAX control toolkit or the AJAX library. It's just a code snippet that you can cut out of the sample code that you download with this video. And basically, it's just taking care of the dimensions of the height and width in the browser. So it's just a little math fix so that you can drag and drop anywhere on the page. And it calculates the visible area of the browser instance that's displayed on your screen. So now we should be able to go ahead and run our sample application. Here's our content, and now I can pick it up, drag it, and move it around on the page. Right? Now note that that little JavaScript math function that we added will prevent me from dragging and dropping the container outside the visible area. Right? So if you want to be able to allow partial off-page drag and dropping, I suppose you could play with the JavaScript, but that's it. It's that easy to add drag and drop functionality to content areas on your page using the Drag Panel Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft AJAX Control Toolkit.